From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The New York State Attorney General has filed a lawsuit asking a judge to dissolve President Trump's Family Charitable Foundation, claiming that Trump engaged in persistent illegal conduct for more than a decade to benefit his personal, business, and political interests. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The lawsuit charges Trump used the money contributed to his charitable foundation to pay his legal bills, promote his properties, and make personal purchases. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood says the Trump Foundation was little more than a checkbook for payments from Trump or his businesses to nonprofits, regardless of their purpose or legality. This is not how private foundations should function, she says. Underwood also charged the foundation illegally spent millions on Trump's presidential campaign. The president tweeted that it's a ridiculous case. Warren Levinson, New York.
North Korean state television on Thursday showed video of President Trump saluting a North Korean general at Tuesday's summit in Singapore. As Trump greeted several officials in the North Korean delegation, he reached out to shake the hand of the three-star general, who instead saluted Trump. Trump saluted the general in return, then the men shook hands. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Thursday that Trump's salute was a common courtesy. North and South Korea held high-level military talks to ease cross-border tensions for the first time in more than a decade on Thursday. The talks were held in the border village of Panmunjom. An American drone strike Wednesday targeted the leader of the Pakistani Taliban in Kunar province in Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan. That confirmation to VOA coming from an American military official. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council met Thursday to discuss coalition airstrikes on Hodeidah, a port in Yemen. Airstrikes began early Wednesday. Lise Grand is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen.
Despite heavy naval shelling and aerial bombardment in Hodeidah, the port of Hodeidah remains open. Yesterday, on the first day of fighting, a vessel chartered by the UN World Food Program was able to dock at the port and to offload 5,000 metric tons of food.
The UN says about 70% of humanitarian aid for the 22 million people in need in Yemen arrives through the port of Hodeidah. A court in Hungary sentenced four members of a people smuggling operation to 25 years in prison Thursday for the deaths of 71 migrants who suffocated inside a truck in August 2015. Police found the bodies of 59 men, 8 women, and 4 children in the truck that had been abandoned alongside a highway in Austria. The victims came from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. In the shadow of London's Grenfell Tower, the pain is as fresh as the newly laid flowers for the dead. It was 1 year ago that the residential high-rise was destroyed by a fire and 72 people died. AP correspondent Zeria Shackley reports.
It was the greatest loss of life in a fire on British soil since World War II, a horror that left the neighborhood and the country in shock. Survivors, bereaved families, and people around Britain are marking the anniversary of a local tragedy that's also a national shame, one for which blame still is being assigned and traded. Was Grenfell a tragic accident, the product of government cost-cutting and lax safety standards, or authorities' disregard for people who lived in public housing? 70 died that night, plus a premature baby and a 74-year-old resident who was hospitalized after the fire and died in January. Zeria Shackley, London.
The U.S. Justice Department's internal investigator on Thursday criticized former FBI Director James Comey for bypassing longstanding protocols in his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation during the 2016 presidential election. The inspector general found that Comey made a serious error of judgment in publicly disclosing the findings of the investigation during the contested election. The World Cup began Thursday with host Russia defeating Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match. Russian President Vladimir Putin attended the opening ceremony, the event held at the 80,000-seat Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.